Hi everyone, I'm Carrie from United We Game, and this is your News Bite for November 4th, 2013. After releasing their own top picks for the best games of this console generation, Eurogamer staff named Super Mario Galaxy as the number one best game of this console generation. Among the many accolades they adhere to the game, Eurogamer praised the game for its scope, creativity, level design, and soundtrack. The 3D platformer Super Mario Galaxy was released for the Wii in 2007 and is among the top 10 best-selling Wii games of all time. The game places Mario and his cohorts in space as they attempt to rescue Power Stars from Bowser's clutches. The game has been hailed by fans and critics alike as one of the best video games of all time. Its sequel, Super Mario Galaxy 2, was released in 2010. So let's discuss. When you think of all the games that have come out, the thousands upon thousands of games that have come out this generation, this is quite an honor for little Super Mario Galaxy. But you know, they're not wrong, right? Super Mario Galaxy was not only a huge leap forward for the franchise, but it was a huge leap forward for platform games in general. And before anybody asked, yes, I played Super Mario Galaxy, and no, I didn't beat it. I didn't complete it, but I still think that it's one of the best Mario games of all time, and, you know, my experience was just hampered by a really bad Wii setup. So, that said, Super Mario Galaxy is really, really awesome. Now, there are a couple of really great quotes in Eurogamer's article that I wanted to point out here. It's a great read, by the way, so definitely take the time to go through it. So one of the things I say is, quote, "few games can feel so busy and so sparse at the same time," unquote. This came up in reference to the game's scope, and it's really true. Scale is a big deal in Super Mario Galaxy. Some of the levels are, or the planets rather, are really small, and some are so big that they feel like flat levels. But no matter where you are, there's always something to do. Mario games are busy, right? There's lots to do, there's lots to look out for in terms of power-ups and enemies and so on. But in Super Mario Galaxy, no matter what planet you're on, it feels tiny compared to the vastness of the universe of the game. And it's not a universe that's cluttered like a world map in, you know, previous Mario games. It feels very spread out, very large, and this sparseness only adds to the game's appeal. Now, another thing that Eurogamer said was, quote, "so much of Galaxy comes down to problem solving. Outer space allows for a camera you don't have to fret around with," unquote. Again, this is stated really well. Super Mario Galaxy is a thinking man or woman's Mario. I mean, sure, there's a path from point A to point B, but how you navigate it is completely up to you. And dealing with the effects of gravity in the game add a whole other dimension onto the levels. But really, it's the fact that there's no messing around with that camera, which is a perennial problem in so many Mario games. And, I mean, you know, other 3D platform games as well. I mean, the fact that you don't have to mess around with that is probably the best part of the experience of Super Mario Galaxy. I mean, how many of us wore out our thumbs, you know, during Super Mario 64 trying to adjust the C-stick just right in order to get that perfect camera angle, which was never quite perfect. Now, Eurogamer makes a pretty sound case for their choice of best game of this generation, but what do you think? Whether you agree or not with Eurogamer, list your favorite games of this generation in the comments below. This has been your News Bite from United We Game. Be sure to check us out online at WeGameUnited.com, give us a like on Facebook at Facebook.com/WeGameUnited, and follow us on Twitter @UnitedWeGame. We'd rather be gaming, so we are!